Blackstone Audio presents Mercury's Rise, A Silver Rush Mystery by Anne Parker. This book is read by Kirsten Potter.
Learning is like mercury, one of the most powerful and excellent things in the world in skillful hands, in unskillful, the most mischievous. Alexander Pope. Chapter 1, August, 1880. Inez Stannard had nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Since she couldn't escape the purgatory that was the confined and crowded stagecoach, Inez tried to let the droning voice of the man seated across from her wash over like the water in a mountain stream. But Edward Pace, Boston businessman and investor questing after yet more wealth in the West, went on and on. His monologue was interrupted only by the occasional screech from one of his three children, pushed beyond endurance by the heat, the cramped quarters, the dust, or punctuated by the muffled shout of "Galong!" or "Hup!" from the coach driver on the seat above them. Mr. Pace's voice accompanied the rhythmic cadence of horses' hooves as they pounded mile after mile of red dirt roads. Yesterday, the coach had stopped only for short rest breaks and a non-restful scant handful of hours' sleep at a hotel in Fairplay. Today, the hapless passengers continued their journey, crammed together shoulder to shoulder, thigh to thigh, as the coach steadily lengthened the distance from their starting point in Leadville and drew ever closer to their destination of Manitou. The coach was now edging.